where and it says,
Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for our husband from head to toe. We're going to pray for his brain. Ask that God would keep it sharp and focused, and that his thoughts would not be transformed to this world, but be transformed and renewed by the power of God. And Romans 12:2. We want to pray for his eyes. Ask that God would guard them diligently and would set no worthless thing before them. Psalms 101:3. We want to pray for his ears. Ask that they be tuned to hear God's still small voice, and that your husband or the men, our sons, our leaders, would always remain attentive to the Holy Spirit's prompting. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:19 and Isaiah 30:9. We want to pray for his mouth. Ask that no unwholesome talk would proceed from it, that only what is good for building others up. Pray that our husbands, our men, our sons would always and only speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15-29. We want to pray for his heart. Ask God would sit enthroned upon it, that our husbands, our men, our leaders, our sons would love God with all his heart and soul and might, and that he'd love his neighbor as himself. Mark 12:30-31. We want to pray for his heart to remain soft towards you. Proverbs 5:18-19, and to be knitted to the hearts of his children. Malachi 4:6. We want to pray for his arms. Ask that God would strengthen them and make them firm. We want to pray that our men would take delight in their labor, and that God would bless the work of their hands. Psalms 90:17 and Ephesians 3:22. We want to pray for his legs. We want to ask that God would give him strength and stamina, that your husbands, your men, your sons, our male leaders might run with endurance the race that is set before them without growing weary or fainting along the way. That's Hebrews 12:1 and Isaiah 40:31. And we want to pray for his feet. We want to ask that they'll be quick to flee from temptation, to turn away from evil, to faithfully pursue wisdom, righteousness, peace, love, and truth. And that's 2 Timothy 2:22, Psalms 34:14, and Proverbs 4:5-7. Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before you, Father, thanking you, Father, for the sacrifices that you've made for us, God. Thanking you, Father, that you are
God bless you too. Have a blessed day. I love you.
Closer than a brother. Thanking you, God, for the men in our lives, the boys, the baby boys, the young men, the teenagers, the older men, our ministers, our deacons, our even those in authority and government over us, God. We ask you to just touch them in a special way, God, and guide them to do your will, God, to be men of peace, men of strength, and men of power, God, being led by you and your Holy Spirit, Father. And we just thank you for the honor of coming to you in prayer. We complain a lot about the violence in the world, about how many men are incarcerated, many of them innocent, God. And we ask you, God, to just turn that thing around, God, in the name of Jesus. All the senseless murders and fights, God, we ask you to turn that around in the name of Jesus. God, all the corruption in government, God, these are our leaders. These are the ones that our young children look up to, God. Turn that around in the name of Jesus, God, as only you can, God. we just humble ourselves and pray, God, and we ask you to turn things around, to put a halt to some of this violence and some of this corruption and evil things that go on in the world. God, the taste for sinful things and pornography and for hate and crime. God, we know that you have the power, God, and we just trust you to turn this around, because it says that man is the head, and we as women, we are their helpmeet, and the best way we can help them is to try to pray for them, God, because we know that there's no substitute for prayer. And God, we just thank you and praise you for the privilege to intercede for our men, the young and old, and even God, we ask those that are pursuing those things with you, God, that you will give them favor. First, they want favor with you, Lord, to be directed and guided by you, and then, God, would you bless them with favor in the things that they're doing with their finances, with those college students, with scholarships, and favor in learning and being the men that you have called them to do, God, because we know that your thoughts towards them are good, to give them a hope and a future. And we just thank you, God, for this privilege of prayer for our males and our men and our leaders. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Orlando, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Orlando, would you mind saying a prayer for the women and the females for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Dear God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, first we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you all that you're doing. And Lord, we know that who you are, Father God. First of all, we worship you because you are God, and we praise you for what you've done for us. Father God, we ask you, Lord, with all the women today, the young girls, the babies, Lord, go with them and keep them, Father God. Father God, we know that they are virtuous women out here, Lord. Lord, I thank you for my mother, my aunt, all of my sisters, my cousins, my family, my friends, Lord. Father God, I ask you to go with the women today and touch in a mighty way, Father God. You've been using them as a mighty loudspeaker for you, Father God. We ask that you use the men as well, Lord. Father God, we ask that you bless the women, Father God, and keep them. This prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Are you
good morning?
Good morning.
Amen. That was an awesome word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We certainly thank you so very much. Amen, woman of God, for bringing us the word this morning. We certainly appreciate, amen, you being a part of our all-night shedding and Dr. Deborah Pryor. Amen. And before that was Ambassador Molina Wilson, and the list go on and on. But we thank God for what you all have spread and shared with us on this morning, and every last one of God's vessels of honor. Amen. That was a part of our youth about shut-in for this yesterday and this morning. We certainly want to say thank you and good morning to you, and know that your labor of love is definitely not in vain. God bless every last one of you, and may the Lord bless you richly as you continue to spread the word of God and singing and everything else. God bless you again and again. All right, now this is, amen, the first fruit prayer, praise and conviction line. And we're here this morning as Norma could bring to you, amen, what God has for you on today. Amen. I was hoping Ambassador Johnson was in at this time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we'll go right ahead. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Amen.
Good morning,
to you, and to you out there this morning. Today is Thursday, September the 1st, 2016. And I always, every month, every day, I always say, isn't this amazing that I'm still living? And it's only because of the grace of God. Amen. The same for every last one of you. We honor you on this morning. We do honor the presence of the Lord on the air this morning. We thank God, amen, for our chief ambassador, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and also for First Lady, Lady Betty Ambassador, Dr. Betty Johnson, to all of the ambassadors that are on the line, all of the ambassador-elects, all of the vessels of honor everywhere. Amen. We do thank you for being here this morning, being on the first fruit prayer line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we pray that the Lord will bless you real good. Is Ambassador Hagen on this morning? Ambassador Julie Hagen, we do need a promo. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Well,
Mother
good morning. With our prayer, and we put it in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes, we are here. We are live. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We are live broadcasting from NPA Radio Blog Talk on the World Wide Web as well as cyberspace. We are reaching all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Argentina, New Mexico, India, Virgin Isles, all 50 states plus of the United States, Canada, Japan, my Lord, Spain, Italy, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God for our chief ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. For those of you who would like to participate or to participate live or to participate in seed sowing or however way you would like to further the ministry, stick with us. I'm quite sure information will be coming as to how you can donate to this ministry as well. In the meantime, you can just call into the live studio. We're live as of right this very moment, 347-934-0207. And again, we want to thank our chief ambassador who's doing an excellent job, and may God ever bless him. And we want to thank you, Mother to the Nations, Mother Dr. Patricia Stern, who's also doing an outstanding job. May God ever bless you. Back to you.
All right. Thank you so very much, Ambassador Julie Hagen. And we thank you and give, amen, Bishop James Hagen our love. Amen. And we thank God for the wonderful work that he's doing through the both of you. Amen. God bless you again and again. All right. We want to come back on our line this morning. Dr. Johnson, are you there? Amen. Well, we don't want to prolong the time. We're going to do our regular amen, and we do have a very, very, amen, outstanding guest and speaker on this morning, and we certainly want to give the woman of God the time that is needed, amen, for us to hear what the Word of God has to say unto us this morning. But this morning, we want to start out by saying, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. God, I know we slept last night. Let's do that again. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. That's so much better. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all again and again. And if we just commence this line, amen, and saturate it with the praises of the Lord by saying, thank you, Jesus, and give God the first fruit of our lips and praises this morning, amen, praise the Lord. I know that the Lord will be pleased and your soul will be glad, amen. Let's begin to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you
Everyone that was
a part of it again. We certainly want to give Ambassador Bernita Frierson a very good exhortation. Amen. For getting it together. Amen. Every month she's so deserving of being celebrated by saying thank you, and you did an outstanding job. And to God be the glory. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to give the Lord a praise offering on this morning? You are on the line.
I would like to thank the Lord this morning for letting me wake up to see another day. This is Sister Rosie's show. And I also would like for you all to pray for my daughter. She's in a stress situation, and I need prayer for her real bad.
Amen. Let us pray for her right now. Just say she's in a stress situation.
Yes, she's been like this before, but right now she done lost her job, her house, her car.
Well, we'll just pray. We won't have to go into the details. Stress, no matter what it is.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to pray right now because, number one, this is the first fruit prayer line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this morning, oh God, we just want to thank you, oh God, that you have given us the privilege of coming to you boldly to the throne of grace. And we come this morning, God, and we just pray for this daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will come in like lightning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and touch her this morning. Oh, God, we pray and bind up the adversary on every hand. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. You take your filthy hands off God's elect, off God's seed of honor, in the name of Jesus. Your word says the righteous and the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And God is the seed of the righteous. And we come right now, and we claim it, and we believe it, oh God.
Oh, God, help me, Lord.
That come to us, you take your hands off of what the enemy meant for evil. God, you're going to turn it around and
thank
it for good. Oh, see, you open that job, but there's so many other doors that'll be open. She'll have a choice of which door she want to go in. Know how to bring the word of God, and there are so many extra gifts that God has given her in the body of Christ to know how to prophesy and exhort. Amen. She just know how to do it all. Amen. And we're so honored to bless her this morning as she blessed us with the word of God, none other than our very own ambassador, Dr. Oh, my God, woman of God, here she comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, I can't even hardly call a name. The Spirit of the Lord has just got me crazy up here this morning. And we know her as Gail Dipp. Won't you receive her by saying amen?
Amen.
Amen. This morning, wake up. Amen. If you're not waking, you're on this line, you will wake up when she come on. God bless you, Ambassador Gail Dipp. It is in your hand. And go forth and drive it. Amen. Like you're driving an airplane. God bless you. Amen. It's in your hand.
God bless you, woman of God. I just want to say first, can you all hear me distinctively and clearly? I'm on a speakerphone, and sometimes there's an echo or a feedback. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. God bless all of you, saints of God. I definitely enjoyed the all-night revival restoration meeting Jesus in the prayer room, in the upper room, and stirring of the Holy Ghost on last night. I believe the Lord just touched, healed, and delivered. Amen. Praise God to our chief. I know the floor has been addressed. I want to honor him still as the man of God and the leader of this line. And First Lady Betty Johnson, the fragrance of the house. Amen. And to the woman of the nation, to the world, my godmother is who I have named her in my life, her and Dr. Pfeiffer and Mother Digsby. Glory to God. I love these women of God and everyone on the line. I don't want to start calling names because I'm seeing faces that I've never met before. Amen. I just want to go briefly because I only have about 7 to 8 minutes. Amen. And I begin to, I ask God, Lord, what is it that you would have me to share this morning? Because we always want to have a what? Fresh word that comes from heaven that is a manna on high. Amen. So I ask God for a fresh word. And as I heard the woman of God asking for a prayer for her daughter, I began to embrace something that I heard a couple of days ago, but didn't know how I was going to build on it. And she got, and when she was saying, praying for her daughter in a stressful situation, I began to think about that one word once again. And I want you all to pray, praise God, and pray for me. I have about 6 minutes left now. And this word was, there is praise in the hallway. Can somebody say praise in the hallway? And there's a story behind this. Because as I begin to think about something I heard on the news, and I won't say which hospital it was, but it goes on to say, the newscaster said the anchor woman, an elderly woman, had a heart attack, and who was a heart attack victim, was transformed from one hospital to another hospital, but they left her in the hallway, if you follow me, in the spirit. She was transported from one hospital to another hospital, and she was a heart attack victim, but was left in the hallway. And on the news, they begin to build up, the woman was left in the hallway without an oxygen tank and without a nurse looking and having the medical care for the woman. And I begin to think, I said, oh, my God, we get left places, drop places, and what a better place to praise you than in the hallway. And then I begin to think, sometimes people have toe tags on them in quarters, in the hallway. I want to encourage you with a word this morning, and that word will be, somebody said, what would it be? Open up my spirit just briefly. Until God opens the next door, praise him in the hallway. Glory to God. until God opens another window, until God opens another door, praise him in the hallway. So I begin to think about the woman of God as she asked prayer for her daughter. And I thought, oh, my God, she's been left in a stressful situation. And saints of God, I don't know about you. There are situations that we all been left in where we need prayer, where we feel like we've been left and we've been left alone and we've been dropped in the spirit and forgotten about. And sometimes we're in a situation that you feel that the door has been closed on you over and over and again, and you travailing before God, and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're sitting and you're pleading and you're making your supplications known, and it seems like there's never going to be a break of day. But I want to encourage you with the word of God that says weeping may endure for a night. And that might be a midnight hour when you have to be like Paul and Silas, and you have to praise him in your hallway. Glory to God. But the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, unspeakable joy, will come in the morning. And as I begin to look at the morning, and the morning could be in God's time in 10 years from now, but morning comes after the moaning, the M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, after you have moaned and you've cried and your hands against the wall and seem like the bottom is about to fall and the roof is coming in and you're about to suffocate and you're about to smother, but there is joy in the morning. Somebody say joy in the morning. But things that wait upon the Lord, you've been waiting and you're still in the hallway and it seems like the window is not going to open, but you just praise him in your hallway right now. If I had some young people in the line right now, they would look at the hallway as waiting going to the principal office. If I had somebody on the line and the children and the parents to go to your room until I call you out of the hallway. But sometime in this case, waiting to come out of the hallway is stepping into your next purpose. It's stepping into your destiny. For the Bible says that I know the plan. He knows, saints, this morning. He knows the plan that he has for your life. And it's a plan of good and not evil to give you an expected hope. Oh, glory to God. And when I think about this, I begin to think about this, that God has not called me to quit. He has not anointed me to give up. And he hasn't given me a vision to let it die. And I want you to know right here, God moves backwards instead of moving forward with that statement, because God will show you a glimpse of what's to come. He show you a glimpse of what's to be and where you will be in your life. And when you look at the Greek word, eye, vision, see, he shows you the beginning and the end at the same time, but he don't show you standing in the hallway. If you don't believe me, ask Paul. Paul never knew what he would do going through, but before he was Paul, he was Saul. He crucified the saints. But God did something for him. Saints, this morning, I got 1 minute left. He'll turn your midnight into day. Number one, what to do in the hallway? You have to pray. Number two, you have to sing and let God give you a new song for that situation. And tell your neighbor, offer it up. Give it up. Put a praise in your mouth. Glory to God. Even when you're in pain, standing in the hallway does not mean that you won't have a little pain sometime. But saints of God, I want you to know this, that all things will work together for the good for them that love God. If you call to his purpose, if you call to his plan, he will bring you out. Praise God, it's priceless. I heard the man of God last night as he was talking about sometimes you just need to be quiet. You'll find yourself in a situation, in a critical situation, but all you have to do is take that oil and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to say this, and I'm closing. Job, for instance, had a life experience, but he lost everything. But God dates back. When you look at Job 42, God would turn it around. Hallelujah. He lost everything. He was a man after God's own heart as well. But guess what? When God began to restore, restoration began to happen. And you can be restored in the hallway. Lift up with your hands up. God will fix it. But one thing God did, I was just sharing one of the daughters that he gave back. He gave him three daughters. And in that story, in his that entire text, none of his children was named. But the first daughter name was Jemima. And Jemima means a new day. And tell your neighbor, if I was in church, but tell yourself, this is the day that the Lord has made. And this time, I will praise God. And every time I walk, everything in the hallway will begin to move. It's going to begin to shift. I'm going to walk through it. I'm going to see it like the Bible says, that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I don't care if it's something else, stumbling block situation. I'm going to step over it, and I'm going to put a praise on it. Glory, glory, glory. And David did it. Even when he was in the situations that he found himself in, he praised God. So thank the God quickly, just to let you know this morning, you may be dealing with affliction. You might be dealing with situations. Glory to God, but have you suffering? Oh, but I want you to know that the Bible says the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory. To the glory. To the glory that shall be revealed. Oh, it's going to be revealed through a revelation. It's going to be revealed while you're praising him in the hallway. You can't trace him. And sometimes it feels like you can't catch him. But I want you to know, thanks to God, he is always seen, as the Bible says in Isaiah. Sing unto the Lord a new song all over the world. All in the heavenly places, God will do a new thing. And I'm just closing right here. When it seems like a door has closed, seems like the everything is gone, God will open up a window. He will put you in the building. There's no windows, and he will put a window there. There's a job that he will place a job there. There is a money where you are next in line, and God will put you at the head of the line. And I just want to encourage you, saints. Oh, I was sharing with them on last night. I had two job offers on this week. I didn't ask for them. I am content where I am, moving in the place where God has me to be. And I want to encourage you to know the voice of God. When he says in Jeremiah 33:3, if you call on me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I'm talking about an incredible God. I heard the woman of God as she blessed us last night, and she was singing about an incredible God. And when I looked up incredible, I began to look at some words. It says impossible to believe. God would do some things that will blow your mind. Hallelujah. Because when I got two other job offers, one of them was for $50,000 more than what I'm making. But you know what God said? No, it's not time. I've had you on assignment. You have to complete what I've started in your life. And saints of God, if you didn't know this morning, he that has begun a good work. And sometimes we run into situations where it seems like, God, I don't see you in this. But God is moving when he is. So I said no. And then my boss showed up on 2 days ago, since that was yesterday, 2 days ago. And he said, I'm moving the position that you're in. I'm shifting the whole treatment facility. And it's going to be over here in another location. I'm telling you, God will set you up this morning. It doesn't matter. to God, he don't look at situation. He sees answers. Last night I talked about an ER emergency room, but I want you to know that's God's eternal room. And in his eternal room, there's blessings. Upon blessings, I got to go. Upon blessing, and he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask this morning. I don't know about you, but I got to shout in my spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Incredible God. Oh, we will do unbelievable things, breathtaking things, extraordinary things, amazing things, things that he will do is so difficult that you can't believe it. What your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things that God is preparing for you right now. Let him prepare them. You might be in the hallway. You might be still waiting, and you might be in the waiting room, but weeping may endure for a night. I'm going to say it again. For joy on this day is a new morning. Rejoice. Rejoice and be glad and exceedingly glad. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, shit. Oh, Nana, seek it up.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a praise off of that. Amen.
Yes.
Let's say
yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. in today. And we thank our chief ambassador for allowing the Lord to let you be used on today. We needed that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need you, and I pray that you need me. God bless you again, woman of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I was near you in the natural, amen, I would give you a big old mother, one of them real juicy hugs, amen, kisses, that you got to go outside and wipe your face off. You know how to